Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Logging threatens monarch butterflies in Mexico. Mexico could do little to prevent a cold snap that killed about 250 million monarch butterflies last month, but naturalists say the government can do something about an even greater threat to their survival, illegal logging. The red and black butterflies, which winter in Mexico each year after a migration from Canada, died on January 12th and 13th after they were soaked by bitter rain and assailed by freezing cold. "We can't do anything about these natural catastrophes," said Dr. Ernesto Enkerlin, president of Mexico's National Commission for Protected National Areas, a government body. "But we can do something to ensure a better habitat so that butterfly populations are better able to resist when these things occur." The monarchs need full, healthy, and old forests to shield them from moisture and cold nights. The trees hide them from the rain and help keep in the warmth left by the sun during the day. Since 1968, about 44% of the monarch sanctuary woods region in hilly Michoacán State has been depleted, mostly by rampant illegal logging, the study said. And the study by scientists at Mexico City's National Autonomous University shows that the rate of depletion between 1986 and 1999 was faster than the 1968 to 1986 period. "The situation is getting worse," said Dr. Lincoln Brower, considered one of the world's foremost specialists in the annual monarch butterfly migrations from Canada to Mexico. About 500 million of the butterflies arrived this year at the Michoacán Reserve around Mexico's Day of the Dead celebrations in November. But for many in the region, the monarchs represent the souls of their departed loved ones. The monarch butterfly is not considered an endangered species, but if the logging in Michoacán continues unabated, experts fear they may abandon the reserve altogether. Weather claims butterfly victims in most years, although events like the January cold front show the impact of deforestation on the colorful insect species. Last year, millions of butterflies in younger woods outside the sanctuary perished in a cold snap that did not kill their brethren in sturdier parts of the forest. Illegal loggers continue to operate in the region, despite the risk of being thrown in jail if caught and receiving economic incentives to leave the trees alone. The World Wildlife Fund in Mexico and the government have established a $6 million fund to help people who live on the butterfly sanctuaries and buffer zones to look to other industries to make a living. Using only the interest on the fund in the year 2000, the World Wildlife Fund began paying owners of land used by the butterflies to halt logging. In June, the group plans to pay $18 a hectare, about 2.5 acres, to landowners who agree not to cut down their trees. But Enkerlin and Brower say that's not enough to pay off would-be loggers in the region. "Only when the monarch is worth more to them than the trees, then will they stop," said Enkerlin. The government is working to help people in buffer areas, the forest perimeter, move into other industries like ecotourism and crafts, he added. In a separate program, the government plans to plant trees over 10,000 hectares, about 25,000 acres of buffer area, in the coming 2 years. Scientists like Brower compliment the initiative, even though the consensus is that it will be many years before the forest acquires its former density. The question for many is whether it will be too late. "The pressure is on, and usually the environment loses when it's up against the logging industry," Brower said. And this story was written by Pav Jordan, and we thank the Reuters News Service.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come